Kansas State Nation, what's happening? Eddie Greer here for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Recording this just after a little bit of run on this Tuesday evening. Here the first, and this is, by the way, the first daily in March, folks. As I said, I'm just getting back done from run, so if I sound a little winded, it's okay. Bear with me here for a few minutes, and this is, I'm going to combine this with tennis. Obviously, it's been a minute since we've updated you guys on tennis. They're going to have, we're going to start with them first, because we're going to talk about K-State basketball here in a second, men's side anyways, for a second. K-State tennis team, we will have updates on them throughout the week. Actually, tomorrow, they're going to be hosting, actually, no, they're going to be going to Lincoln, Nebraska to play Nebraska, and then Friday and Saturday, they're going to be taking on Iowa, who's ranked, talking about the women's tennis team, 71st in the NCAA, I guess, whatever. I don't know what that means, but that's way outside the top 25. And then Saturday, they're going to be taking on Northwestern. So two Big Ten teams in there. They're going to be, that's going to be home matches here in Manhattan, Kansas, folks. So definitely, again, more on that as the end of the week approaches. Obviously, we'll have updates on the Nebraska matchup coming on Thursday, hopefully. That includes a big day going on in K-State as well. Backing up the K-State basketball last night, we're gonna have a lot more on this from our special guest coming up this week on the Pro Project Podcast Weekly Edition. Yeah, K-State, first of all, they pushed a team that was undefeated at home all year long to the brink of losing. That meaning their opponent, Texas Tech, last night, the 12th ranked team in the country. And yeah, they were on the other end of terrible calls late in this one. They were trailing at halftime. I thought to myself at halftime, well, hey, we got a chance at this. Nope. Texas Tech made a run in the end of the first half to lead at halftime by 8. And then, no, yep, by 8 points, 39-31. And then K-State came out of the blocks in the second half, ready to rock and roll, made a run on Texas Tech there. And this was, like, at least in the second half, especially late, as I put last night, my two-year-old to bed. It was, like, probably 5-6 lead changes back and forth when I rejoined the action. And two terrible calls, the Mike McGurl one. I didn't really see anything there. Texas Tech got a big break out of that one, and they got two breaks. First, the McGurl interception. Really, that should have been picked right there, but the referee decided to call a foul on that. And then the second one at the end of the game, yeah, that definitely should have been free throws. There's contact with the hand. Pat was going for the tie at that point, or actually really for the lead, I think, for the win there. I want to say it was for the win. Either way, he was going for the game winner there, and there was contact to the hand there. And guess what? You know what happens on the road. We don't get calls. The home team gets all the calls. So that's, yeah, that did not work in K-State's favor, and you lose by 4 points, 73-68 there. K-State obviously already booked their chances out of the NCAA tournament, but you know, they still had, for whatever reason, some still hope left if they would have pulled off the big time upset on the road in a hostile environment in Lubbock, but they couldn't do it. They just called bad breaks there on it. But I gotta give K-State a lot of credit here. For playing their asses off in this game. Right, they could have easily folded the tent. But this is not the mojo that K-State, this is not K-State's mantra for the men. They don't quit. They're going to raise hell 40 minutes. We saw that over the weekend. Iowa State, they trailed by 12 at home, and they battled back, nearly rallying back to win that game. But for whatever reason this year, my coach said it, tweeted it out last night. Alex Aiden, shout out Alex. We'll talk Thursday night, along with our special guest, that the deal is they can't close out games that, when they need to most. And that's the frustrating part. Whether it's Iowa State, last night Texas Tech, KU, TCU, Oklahoma, down West Virginia, down the line we go to these basketball games all year. And this is the difference. This is going to be difference maker keeping them out in tournament. Can't close out games. And we're going to have more on this. On Thursday, I read the article on Jacob Pullen there. Yeah, that article there that he was on the Bosco Boys, I don't know when he was. I think this was the most recent episode of their K-State podcast, which has been longer than ours. So, Jake, and this came after the fact, Jacob Pullen, I wanted to be on somebody's podcast to speak out. And I guess he wanted to speak out of K-State, the state of K-State sports. Well, not sports, in particularly basketball, focusing on that. So he had some things to say. Definitely to say, I don't want to go ahead of the cart, ahead of the horse here. That's good stuff that I want to save for Thursday night there. But yeah, I mean, 14-15, and he actually, going back to Pullen, sorry, bouncing off the walls here for a minute, but he touched on some of the things that me and Alex have talked about throughout this season about this K-State basketball team. I'm going to leave a cliffhanger on that. Last night, you got to give K-State a lot of credit here for battling back. They could have easily folded the tent and get blown out, but they didn't. And to their credit there, they pushed Texas Tech to the limit, and they did not, of course, they did not get the calls on the road, and resulting in their 15th loss of the season. Mike McGurl was huge in this ball game. 18 points, 7 of 15 from the field, 3 of 8 from downtown, to lead the Cats in this ball game. Selton Miguel, 14 points, 2 rebounds, 4 of 9 shooting in this game. And if you wonder where Nigel Pack is, well, he's next in line, 13 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. I mentioned there, he got a bad end of the stick. That should have been a foul call to get free throws to possibly tie that ball game there, but instead, refs don't call it, whatever. Mark Smith, 11 points, 6 rebounds, 2 of 5 shooting in 38 minutes. And Ishmael Shood, who played that 5 position, 8 points, 2 of 4, 50% from downtown in 35 minutes of action there. Bradford ended up coming off the bench. And yes, he sees Daly, 2 points there, which I like. Keem McClure comments on that. He's pretty much, well, actually, he added some more and then some. So I really like Keem McClure. I said this before. He's become one of my favorite color commentaries in Big 12 basketball. Yeah, you got Fran and all that, but Keem McClure, underrated. I know he's a graduate from Baylor, but he has some interesting insights on that. So yeah, we're getting that's gonna be the good stuff. Stay the good stuff for Thursday, because our special guest, I believe, was apparently in Lubbock. I got some beef, so we'll see about that. But anyways, in this game, just bad break. I mean, this has been a theme all year long, and I'm sorry to keep repeating myself on this podcast when it comes to men's basketball. You can't close out games. It's going to be the difference maker of leaving K-State out of this tournament, and future is unknown. I don't know what's going to happen next. We got to get through, obviously. I believe next for K-State men is Oklahoma. That's senior night. And yeah, get rid of the Big 12 tournament, I guess. We can't really focus, or at least for the K-State men's side tournament, because they might not be going to the tournament, folks. That's why I've been saying that for the last 3 weeks on the Pearl Project Podcast Daily. Yeah, that's enough where to be said there. K-State now 8th place, 6-11 in the conference. And it dropped under 500. And they're going to look to try to even it up. The season finale at home at Bramlage Saturday against Oklahoma. The Pearl Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. It's going to do it for right now on this edition of the Pearl Project Podcast Daily. Eddie Greer here, the third. Go Cats. We'll talk to you in the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.